Next, we're going to meet a woman who endured last week's earthquake in Morocco. She met NPR's Lauren Frayer.
I met 18-year-old Iman Erbin in a crowd of quake survivors lining up for blankets being handed out by the Moroccan military.
You see old people screaming for the bed, you know?
That's
why. Yeah, blankets.
The town of Amzmitz, population about 15,000, is like a gateway to the Atlas Mountains, which rescuers are still trying to penetrate. It's become a staging area for aid. Despite its own damage, nearly every building here is cracked or crumbling. Erbin takes me to what's left of hers.
This is our house. It's completely down.
I can see cooking gas.
Yeah. That is the kitchen, you know.
Away from the aid convoys and desperate survivors out in the cold, the residential streets here are hushed, like walking around a cemetery. She points to her shattered window. A pink hoodie sweatshirt dangles from exposed rebar. That's the living room where she was hanging out with her sister and cousins when the quake struck.
We were sitting here and we were smiling. Suddenly, we're screaming, we say, oh my God, oh my God, oh my God. And we go outside here, we climb, we were just genius, me and my cousin, and we go outside.
You were geniuses.
Yeah, we were genius, really.
She actually doesn't have a scratch on her body after climbing out of the collapsed second story. A pregnant woman next door was unable to escape, though. They recovered her body a day later. Residents are trickling home to pluck possessions from the rubble. They're also streaming down from the high mountains with tales of villages running out of food and water.
It's a village. Yeah. It's a small village here. He doesn't have any help.
You came from there now?
Yes, I'm from there. Yeah.
That's Imad Zaimet. Throughout the mountains, rescuers with sniffer dogs are searching for signs of life for a fourth day.
It's muy difícil.
Antonio Nogales is a Spanish firefighter who deployed to Turkey's earthquake earlier this year and says this one is way harder. Houses here are made from soft red clay that leaves few air pockets when it collapses. He's searched hundreds of homes here without a single survivor. There are scenes of horror here, but also reunions. Erbin's aunt spots her on the street and cries out. People fled these houses in their pajamas Friday. Erbin didn't even wear shoes. Her cell phone is still somewhere in the rubble. For many families, it's taken 72 hours to figure out who survived and who did not. An elderly neighbor paces the street with his walking stick, exclaiming, "Thanks be to God," over and over. For now, an olive grove on the outskirts of town is Erbin's temporary new home, with 30 of her relatives. By day, they shelter under a row of solar panels in a field, and at night, they roll out blankets.
So this is where you sleep.
It's very different. You know?
You can see the stars.
Yeah.
This week, Erbin is supposed to go back to college after summer vacation.
I don't think on the future. I just want my family to be okay, you know? Sit here for a drink.
As night falls, this family who lost everything offers me tea and gives thanks that they're alive. Lauren Frayer, NPR News in Amzmiz, in the Atlas Mountains of Morocco.